Blog Talk Radio.
Have your way. I told say you. Yes, your way. Yes, you will.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, you, Lord. We thank you. We appreciate you. Appreciate how you woke us up this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Appreciate how you started us on our way.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, God. Thank you for how you did this. Every step of the way.
Thank you, thank you.
You never leave us and help us.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for giving us all of our sins. Every sin of omission. Things that we haven't done. God, and things to be done. Forgive us. Help us to be more like you. Walk like you. Talk like you.
Yes, Lord.
Live like you. Do like
you. Oh, my soul.
God, we need your help.
Line muted.
We need your help. Thank you for what you've done for us.
Line unmuted.
Thank you for how you kept us. You never left us. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Thank
you for this meeting, this time. We surrender today, Lord. Look on this prayer line today. Bless the people everywhere. Help the people. Be with us, God. We need you. Yeah, every step of the way. Thank you for what you are going to do today.
Yes,
looking forward to it. Oh, praise your holy name. Praise your holy name.
Thank you.
Now, Lord, I pray that you heal those who are sick, heal. Those who are down, raise them up. Those who are out, bring them in. In the name of Jesus. God, my soul says yes to you. Yes, to you, will and me. Your way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We bless the Lord's name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done all over the weekend. All the main things. All the miracles. So much. Thank you, Jesus. I'm blessed. Send the city and bless them to feel, bless their going out, they're coming in. Bless their families, bless their homes. Bless their health and bless their strength. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Yes.
And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, thank you.
Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Your crown, my heart, we surrender to you. Thank you for the miracles that have fallen, all the blessings. And we pray and ask everything we've said this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And for the glory of God, we ask it. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen, 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 amen. God bless all of you on the line. Good morning to you and to you and to you. Good morning to you. The Lord bless you. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Amen. Let's wake up here. Amen. Wake up and let's greet one another. Amen. Good morning to you and you and you and all of you. God bless you. Can we open up and say good morning to the Lord? Lord, good morning to you. Good morning. God bless you.
Good
morning. He never sleeps nor slumbers. He's here. And we praise him for being here. God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Wonder if there anybody that the Lord has been good to. If he's been good to you, you ought not mind giving him praise when you wake up. You woke up this morning with the mind stayed on him. Let's give him honor and let's give him praise from all walks of life, every area of code. Let's praise the Lord here this morning. Praise Chick. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to your holy name.
Glory to your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Esteem, Lord, we extol you. Say hallelujah to your holy name. We lift you up.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory, glory, thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise your whole name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise him for what he's done for you. Praise him for his mighty acts. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything. Praise the Lord, everybody. God's been good to you.
Yeah,
he's
been
good to you. Thank you so much. Bless the Holy Name. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise line dedicated to praising God and to bringing our prayer requests to him. He's a prayer answering God. There's nothing too hard for him.
Nothing.
He's glad that he chose us to be a part of his family.
Oh.
Yeah, what a privilege to be a part of the royal family.
Man.
What a privilege it is to have God know who you are. That's such a privilege because he's got millions of children, and yet he knows all of them name by name.
Yeah.
Will come to all of our rescues and have always been there. And will always be there. Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. He is here. And we thank him for being here. God bless all of you. Well, thank God for all of my sisters. Thank God for Elder Strada and for Pastor Williams and Pastor Strada. Yeah, thank God for Elder Coates. Amen. Heard from him another day. Wonderful. For Elder Davis and all of the bishops, Elder pastors and friends, all of you. Thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer and Stacy and Dr. Stern and Master Hagen. Amen. Prophet Smith. Thank God for our special citizen. Deaconess Gina Hodges, and all of the mothers who are praying for us. I appreciate it, mothers. Last but not least, amen. Lady Betty Johnson, who's the, you might say, the wheel behind the scene. She's been blessing. Thank God for all of you. Mother Emily Johnson, my 94-year-old, mother, young mother, amen, amen, young mother, God bless you. Everybody on the prayer line, we do honor you. Thank God for you. My. Wonderful day. I know y'all had an exciting weekend. I know we did. Oh, how exciting. My God. It was so exciting. I had to tell y'all about it in just a little while. Ladies first. Yes, first. Amen. And we open the line up tomorrow. We're going to open up the line to the Wisdom Seminar tomorrow. We'll discuss, Pastor Elder Coates mentioned, he said, what about those saints who say they're going to do something and don't do it? But they don't do it. Say that they're going to do something, but they don't do it. Oh, my God. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. All right? Work on that for me. The people who say they're going to do something and they don't do it. Man. Yeah. All of us on this line, we're going to have to be repenting. Amen. Because it's not good to say you're going to do something and you don't do it. Mm-mm. All right. Let's talk about that tomorrow. I want to hear all of our praise reports from the weekend. God did some exciting things. My God, he's ultra awesome. My Lord, mercy. So I don't know if Prophet Stitt can take those praise reports for us. She's at work. But if she can, I open the line up to her. Amen. Amen. Are you there, Prophet Stitt? All right. Ambassador Hagen, if you're there, can you...
Dr. Johnson, I am available, but not thoroughly, so I'm going to have to pass on that. I'm at work. God bless you.
I understand. I understand. Maybe you can give us a praise report after a while. All right, Ambassador Hagen, why don't you take those praise reports for us and get them for us. May the Lord bless you.
Praise God. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
You do tell... Before you do, tell us about the blog, man. I wonder, has El Estrada, Pastor Estrada, has he made it? Amen. We're praying for him. All right. All right, Pastor Estrada, are you there? All right, Ambassador Hagen, go ahead.
God bless
you. Give us
a
blog.
God.
Yes, sir.
And then
take the prayer for us.
God bless you. Thank you so much, sir. And good morning to your gang, and good morning to Lady Betty and Mother Johnson, to all of our staff, to all of the other broadcasters that are on board, and to everyone that is listening from all around the world. We're just excited to be here and excited about what the Lord is doing. We're broadcasting live here on Blog Talk Radio, and we can be reached. We're in the live studio, 347-934-0207, and we're being heard all over the world, Africa, Asia, Europe, Spain, Italy, Russia, Malaysia, you name it, just all over the world. And we thank God for this great privilege to be able to broadcast and bring it in the homes of all of you that are all around the world. God bless you. Now we are here, amen, as an act of obedience, we are to open up the praise report. How many even of you have a praise report? First of all, we want to say happy Father's Day once again to all of the fathers. And we thank God for each and every one of you. And at this time, we're opening the lines for everybody who has a praise report to just jump in there and give God praise for what he's doing. Well, I want to give a praise report. I believe the last time that I spoke with our leader, my granddaughter was in the hospital. The enemy had attacked her body, and I'll tell you, the enemy was really trying to take her out. And she had been was admitted to the hospital, and I called in for prayer. And I want you to know my praise report is that the Lord has released her. She's out of the hospital, and that's a great, great praise report to God. And to God be the glory for the thing he is doing. And thank God for that. Now I know many of you got some reports, so let us hear your report. God bless. The lines are now open.
Thank you, Jesus. And we were certainly praying for that little granddaughter. Amazing grace. Amen. Oh, my God. Thank God a thousand times. David, bless her.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Yes, sir. Oh, my. And we appreciate you praying. Those prayers all really mattered. And it reached the phone. Now, we know many others got praise reports other than myself and you. And the lines are now open. Just come off of mute and jump in there and give your praise report.
Good morning. This is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Earlier this year, I had requested prayer for my daughter-in-law that was diagnosed with a high-risk pregnancy. And because she was living in Japan, she had gone to Egypt to have the baby. Well, I want to say on April the 1st, she delivered and the baby was fine. They were doing really great. I had to call back because they wouldn't release the baby wouldn't give the baby a passport to come out of Egypt. And we prayed, and like I said, I called in, requested prayer. And just before my mom's funeral, a couple of days, they did give the baby a temporary passport, and they were able to come to America to the funeral. And I just thank God for that.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a report. To God be the glory. Thank you much, Sister Riley, for that great praise report. The lines are open. Next.
Someone else give me a
This is Sister Gina in Kansas, and I just want to thank God for another wonderful day that he allowed us to see. I want to give all glory and honor to God for the wonderful time we had at church on yesterday's men's day. The men were in charge, and they did a wonderful job. Thank God for how he has kept me. Kept my body strong, even though we're getting ready to go into this convention this weekend. And I thank God that the convention is here, thanks, and the Lord is blessing. Oh, my God, and I'm just looking forward to how this week is going to, how he's just going to work it out the entire week. I thank God for our leader, for our first lady, and all of you all on the prayer line. God bless you, and please continue to pray for Sister Gina.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Sister Gina. Appreciate that. Hallelujah. And we're excited. We're excited about what God is going to do. Amen. Thank you so much. The lines are open.
Praise yes, you. Evangelist Gloria Ellington.
I believe I heard Evangelist. Yes, I heard Evangelist. Go ahead, Evangelist Ellington. I heard you.
Yes,
first.
I just, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I just want to praise and thank God for my granddaughter had her 31st birthday yesterday, and we have been estranged from those, my two oldest granddaughters, and I've been praying through the years, and God just blessed us with them calling, and so we are just over the moon with hearing their voices and being reunited, and God is faithful. God is faithful. Thank you.
My, thank you so much. Good God Almighty, what a guy. The lines are open. Praise report.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. I just want to thank and praise God for another day. A day that he has made, and we all going to rejoice and be glad and y'all keep me praying.
Oh, thank you so much, Brother Johnson. Yes, hallelujah. The lines are open. I believe I testify while I have a chance. May not have this chance anymore. Jump in there.
This is Dr. Lacey in Waukegan, Illinois. Good morning to all saints, Dr. Johnson.
Morning.
Lady Betty and Mother Johnson. Thank you, the staff of First Fruits. I just want to thank the Lord for what he has done for me. I had a $4,500 gas bill at Mary's Mission during the winter, and I just kept praying and asking God to send some help, so we got it paid down to $2,000. And so I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. They had said they was going to cut off. But I called the gas company, and they put me on a $150 a month payment plan for the balance of the $2,000. And I'm just so glad, because usually they don't do that at churches or commercial places. I'm just so grateful to the Lord for all that he has done for me. Since last year, August, I tell you, he has been a miracle in my life. And I just thank God, and I'm just asking the Lord to bless the prayer convention that is coming up. And I just hope everybody, you know, just be at peace and have a good time. God bless each of you this morning. Nice hearing from all of you on this prayer line, because God has been good to me.
Oh, thank you, my good God. Thank you so much, Dr. Lacey. What a great praise report. God can do just that, and we thank him. Dr. Johnson, how many more praise reports do you want, sir?
And then why don't we get three more?
All right, so we'll do. The lines are open. Who will be the next?
Good morning, good morning. Mother good Johnson morning. From Kansas City, 913. I want to give honor to God this morning to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and Sister Betty, and to all of you that's on the prayer line. I am so happy this morning to be a part of the prayer line. Woke up early this morning. The Lord has blessed me and gave me a good night's rest. And while I just love the Lord tonight, this morning, thank God for life, health, and strength. Thank him for peace in my spirit and soul. I'm blessed this morning to be a part of this line. And I'm praying for you and keep me in your prayers that God will ever bless and pray and bless us all. We pray together. God bless you. Pray for me.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Mother Johnson, always a joy to hear your voice. This is our mother to the nation. God bless you. Oh, wow. Wow. We have room for two more who want to tell it. Just jump in there.
Somebody else, I know God's been good to you. Come on, saints. Say a word for the Lord. Amen. Line is open to you. Lord, I want to thank God for how he's been so good. And for Father's Day, I tell you, Father's Day was spectacular.
Yes, Lord.
An amazing grace. Well, we had so many guests for Father's Day. And we had men sick too at the same time. And a special guest speaker, he was good. And we just had the Real Man Award. And we gave men awards yesterday for Father's Day for being real men. And we had about six or seven whereases, whereas a real man has shown that he loves God. And we had just so many whereases. And God, they were so appreciative to receive the Real Man Award. We said the real man is not a baby maker, making babies and don't want to take care of his children. We talked about a real man. He's a mentor. Yeah, iron sharpens iron. Men who are helping men to become real men. And it was a great, 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 great day. God filled the house up yesterday. And we want to just thank him for his blessings. And also want to thank him for the convention. Can y'all believe we just seemed like we just started talking about the convention months and months ago. It seemed like it was just a few days ago. And now here it is. This week, Thursday. And we're excited about the convention, the Billion Praise Convention. We've got the hotline on track. Amen. Go be on the blog. And we have live streaming available. And we've been talking about, Lord bless us to be debt free. We only have just a little more, and we'll be debt free. And we need for you all to send your pledges in. We really do. Amen. We're going to talk about saying we are going to do something and not doing it tomorrow. Amen. It's better not to devour and not pay it. Amen. Let's be on track here. The enemy doesn't want us to have to mention debt-free. But the devil is a liar. God's going to do it. He's shown that he wants to do it. So much is happening and God's blessing. So we're asking all of you to be on track and send in your pledges. Go to Walmart today and send it in. Amen. We're trying our best to walk in there. That's free. You can walk every little bit, every great bit. All of it helps. If you can, send it in. I know some of you said you can't be there, and you sent it in. Thank you so very much. Received some the other day. I think maybe sometime this week I'll share with you those who have sent in gifts to help make the convention that for you. Thank you so much for it. But we had a great time on today, and Pastor Hagen is off the chain. Even the men tried to sing. Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Amen. I had to call on the women to help them a little bit, but they were good. Amen. And I pulled out my horn, and I blew a little bit yesterday. The Lord blessed us. Amen. I blew that song, I Won't Complain. I've had some good days, and the hills to climb. I'm not going to complain. And then I came back and blew Grateful. I'm grateful for the things you've done for me. Well, we had a great day. All right, back to you, Ambassador Hagen.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Dr. Johnson. Oh, wow, what a great praise report. My Lord, talk like that will make us want to bring everybody and check that out and be a part of the service. God bless you. Thank you so much. So you want one other praise report? We we have room for one other. And Dr. Johnson, when it comes down to a few minutes before the hour, I have to take a station break. So, but I'll do this one for you, and then I'll have to give it back to you. Okay, who will jump in there real quick and give that praise report?
We don't want to forget on yesterday was Father's Day, and was the day for the women to feed the fathers. And we had an extremely wonderful dinner. My God, we had so much food there yesterday, and it was delicious. We had a good time from the service to the dinner on yesterday. God is still in the blessing business. And that's one thing, Dr. Johnson, he was just blessed real good yesterday. God bless him real good, thank God.
Yeah, I want to jump on that and piggyback, Mother Johnson. Yeah, that dinner was off the chain. Y'all cooked real good. We took for y'all on Father's Day just a little better than the women. But y'all did a real, real good job.
Oh, yes, they did.
Amen. And I do want to thank God for the First Fruit Youth. Amen. The youth from First Fruit Prayer Line, they blessed me so yesterday. The beautiful shirt and tie. My God. I want to thank all of the youth from the youth prayer line. My God. Thank you so very, 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 very much. Surprised me. Very seldom that people surprise me. But they did, and I want to appreciate you so very, very much. Amen.
And a suit.
Say that again.
Shirt, tie, and a suit.
Shirt, tie, and a suit.
What?
Amen. It was awesome.
Oh,
amen. God is blessing me. I want to thank you so very much.
Yes.
Lady Ben, thank you. Thank you so much. Father's Day. Appreciate it so much. God bless you. Back to you, Ambassador.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. That's very good news. Wow. Thank you so much. And there, what color was that suit?
It was kind of grayish, yeah, and it had a little brown in it, too. So then I got a big brown tie and a brown handkerchief. I tell you, I'm going to try to wear it during the convention.
Oh,
and
yeah. Wow.
I see what the young people did for it. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
That is great. That is great. Well, we can congratulate the young people as well. And I thank God, amen, for it's good whenever people can love and appreciate their leaders because, you know, God has a heart for leaders. And when he gives us good leaders, we have to appreciate them. And I thank God. We do thank God for you, Bishop Hagin and I. We thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson. And we often say that you are excellent leaders. And we thank God for you. Have the ability and the anointing to bring leaders together from all over the world. That is remarkable. It's unheard of. And I thank God for you. You're doing great work, and keep up the good work. Amen. And this is a shout-out to you, and I'm going to give it back to you. I got to go for this commercial break. Thank you so much, Dr. Johnson. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagin. Great job, and we appreciate it. And I do want to thank God again for all the young people who blessed me on yesterday, and for the leader, amen, for Deaconess Gina Hodges, doing a great job.